Arkansas Securities Commissioner Heath Abshire has been cleared of any ethical violations after a complaint was filed by Little Rock-based investment firm Stephens Incorporated. But now the company's top lawyer says there ought to be a law against what the commissioner did. Joining me to discuss this is Gwen Moritz with Arkansas Business. Gwen, we spoke in December about the allegations that were being fired back and forth. Why don't you first back up and explain the complaint that was made against Abshire?
Right. Stephens Incorporated filed this ethics complaint saying that in three cases, Commissioner Abshire illegally allowed companies that he regulates to make donations to a third party rather than paying a fine after they were caught doing something wrong. Now, one of those companies was Cruz & Associates, a competitor of Stephens here in Little Rock, and the other two were out-of-state companies that you probably never heard of, and they were part of a multi-state settlement. Now, all three of them reached formal public agreements with the Securities Department under which they would make donations to what's called the North American Association of Securities Administrators rather than paying a fine. Now, this organization that coordinates these big multi-state actions against companies that misbehave, and they also provide free training for securities investigators, including those who work for Heath Abshire at the Arkansas Securities Department. But it's crucial to remember this. At the time that Mr. Abshire agreed to let these three companies make donations to this organization called NASA instead of paying fines, he was serving as president of NASA. And when Mr. Abshire was negotiating a settlement with Stephens, basically for failing to properly supervise some trades, he offered to let Stephens make the same kind of donation rather than pay a fine. Stephens refused, they paid the fine, and they filed a complaint saying that the other donations were illegal and unethical and a conflict of interest on Heath Abshire's part.
And the Arkansas Ethics Commission has finished an investigation. What was determined?
The Ethics Commission agreed with Mr. Abshire. He maintained all along that he had not done anything illegal or unethical, and that making a donation was actually a milder punishment than being fined, and that he got no personal benefit from sending what, you know, amounted to a pittance to the North American Securities Administrators Association. And this is what the Ethics Commission agreed. They dismissed Stephens' complaint completely.
And now Stephens Incorporated is saying that this shows there ought to be a change in the law.
That's right. If this isn't against the law, it ought to be. And that's what David Knight, their general counsel, said in a statement. And they have been circulating a list of possible changes that they'd like to see in the Arkansas Securities Act. Now, that couldn't happen until the regular session of the General Assembly next spring, and it's important to remember that Heath Abshire is a political appointee of Governor Mike Beebe. It may be that by the time any changes to the law were made, he wouldn't even still be the Securities Commissioner, because a new governor could come in and make a change in that position. But it would change the way future Securities Commissioners could operate.
And any guess the likelihood that the changes Stephens is requesting could become law?
You know, Michael, I attended a couple of legislative hearings on this case from the Joint Performance Review Committee, and they all seemed very eager to, or the people who spoke, the legislators who spoke, sure seemed very eager to hear what Stephens wanted and to were very receptive to any suggestions that were coming out of Stephens Inc. about these things.
That's Gwen Moritz, editor for Arkansas Business. Gwen, thanks very much.
Thank you, Michael.
This is KUAR 89.1.